Lou Manfredini joins us now. Lou, you go to see the shows in New York all the time. Did you see Good Night and Good Luck?
No, we did not. But, you know, there's a big trend going on with those video montages in on Broadway. We did, last time my wife and I were there, we went and saw Sunset Boulevard, which also has, you know, it's a marriage between stage performance and video screens, which seems to be the trend. But it's enjoyable and it's very inventive. And so, yeah, I have not seen Good Night, Good Luck. We're trying to, our son Massimo's in New York for the summer. He's been trying to get a ticket, but he's failed.
Well, do they not know who he is? He's a star in waiting. He's going to be on the boards.
He's a star in waiting, correct. But he's a college student with 4 part-time jobs. So he's, you know, he's on his own for Broadway tickets.
That's funny. Kelly Leonard talks to us a lot on the radio, and his son is also working his way up the theatrical ladder. Yeah. And I thought our business was tough to move up in. God bless the kids that have the talent and tenacity to hang in there, Lou.
Well, and did you watch the Tonys?
No.
So almost every speech of someone that won a Tony, you know, they all mentioned, don't give up. If this is what you want to do, don't give up. I almost gave up this many times, and people around me said, don't give up. And it's such a great message for people that want to perform. They want to tell their stories. They have an art or a craft. And, you know, our attitude at the Manfredini House is somebody does it, so why not you?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Right?
This is our Ask Lou segment, sponsored by Lindholm Roofing. Their family has your family covered. Lou, I'm glad. I know what you want to talk about today, and if I might just sort of get in front of that. So at my house and at my brother-in-law's house, there's a concrete step that then goes up to, say, the back patio door to go into the house. But there's a big seam now. And I don't know that it needs to be sort of elevated like permaseal would, but it's just sort of separated. Is that something you should, how do you fix that?
Well, I mean, if the big step that you're speaking of is not tilted anyway, like it appears to still be level.
Yes.
Then, yeah, you could fill that. And there's a bunch of different ways. One
is cement or caulk or what?
Well, you know, if it's really wide, then probably you need to build up the sides first because it'll just cascade away. What I would do is use crushed stone to fill it in and then use like something to tamp it down.
Because
caulking will inevitably, that cement's going to move back and forth. And if it's wider than, say, half of an inch, then anything synthetic is just not going to, it's going to look terrible and it's not going to last. But the crushed stone, you know, you may be able to put some caulking rope down in there. But what I would do is buy a bag, pour it in there,
right,
and then get a block of wood that you would cut or shape to fit in that gap and just sort of tap it down like you're, you know,
right,
like you're tapping something down. And the idea about, you know, crushing it and tamping it and compacting it is it will stay.
So tap it down as if I were tapping something down. Got it. And then... Okay, but I'm going to fill in that space.
I was trying to come up with some analogy.
No, I got it. I got it. It works. But then, so now that endless crack that just goes to infinity down below, now I see that I've got material there.
You got a bunch of stone, and you may use a lot of stone initially. I don't want you to use, you know, caulking rope is something you put down when you're wanting to do caulk. But the fact is, when you're tamping it down, like you're tamping it down.
Yes, it's as if I were tamping it down, yeah.
Right, you're going to tamp the caulking rope down there as well. So fill it with stone. And eventually, you know, a little crack like
fill
that,
up.
You won't use a bag of crushed stone.
Okay, but then when I finally then get that almost level with, you know, I filled in the gap in
keep adding
words.
A little bit of stone and get it. And
would
the thing
you,
is the
would
crushed
you put
stone.
Some cement on there, or would you use a synthetic, like a caulk gun and squeegee it in?
No, they do.
Or nothing at all?
They do make a spray to hold stone in place for garden stone, and it's a clear product that you could buy a gallon of that and put it in a container and just use a brush and brush that in to make the stone stick together, and that'll probably last all season long.
Okay, but this is not a solution I anticipated. I thought you were going to recommend getting a little water and mixing up some Portland cement or some concrete thing or
no,
some synthetic caulk gun thing.
It's going to move. and then that's all going to crack, and it's going to look worse. Mm. So the idea behind the crushed stone is it'll give a little give, you know, back and forth as it's moving. You're probably really a candidate for that to be lifted back into place, because then it'll be nice and tight, and yeah, it'll hold up, and it'll be, you know, it's probably not level, even though to your eye it is. And, you know, that crack that's a half an inch, and you look at it, oh, it looks fine. But if you lifted it up that half an inch on the front, it would go right up against the building.
Yeah, right. Well, then that would be a job for PermaSeal if it's correct, bigger than just a little.
That's not me and you with a shovel. Thing.
Okay, so you wanted to talk about repairing cracks in your walkways and mm-hmm. sealing asphalt driveways, right?
Yeah, because, you know, now that it's warmer and you're seeing all that stuff, in the wintertime, we'll hear, oh, my gosh, these cracks, I don't want ice to get in there. And so with concrete, there's a couple of good products out there to fill those cracks, as long as they're less than 3/8 of an inch. One is a product called Slab, S-L-A-B, which is a cementitious caulking that is really, really nice, goes on well, and it holds very well. There's another product called NPC Solar Seal, and that comes in multitudes of color. So if you have different things that you need to patch and you need to match color, that would be a really good choice. And it's what they call a Terra Polymer caulking. And then for your driveway, your asphalt driveway, you know, freshen that thing up. Get some asphalt driveway crack. Blackjack is the kind of the brand name for DIY. They make both the crack filler and the asphalt sealer. And it's good, better, best. A 5-gallon bucket is going to cost you about $100. And you're going to, you can apply it with a squeegee or a brush with a pair of shoes that you don't care about, because you will ruin them.
Lou, lots of calls and questions for you, phone calls and text messages. Anything else you want to say before we go to them?
We're starting to binge watch The Pit.
And what do you think?
It's an anxiety. I don't know why we do this. Like, I'm like, oh. Like, why am I watching this? But it's very good.
All right. Let's take some calls. Oh, by the way, please ask Lou what happened to his credit card in Canada. I don't know what that's about. You must have spoken about that on Saturday.
No, my wife is listening. I'm in so much trouble. It's unbelievable.
Okay. Well, there's the end of that story. You lost your credit card in Canada?
By the way, today's my 35th wedding anniversary, so I'm trying not to blow it.
Okay. Well, then, let's not even talk about that.
Right.
We'll move on to some phone calls. Producer Pete, we're going to go with Deborah. You're on WGN. Go ahead, Deborah. How can Lou help you?
Yeah, hi, Lou. My husband and I purchased a home a couple of years ago in Geneva and discovered afterward that there is light or orange water that comes out in the guest bath only, tub only, and it's consistent. It doesn't go away. We had one or two folks come by, plumbers, and said, hey, it's going to be major. We got to get into the wall, replace the pipe. It looks like some folks put in the wrong pipe when they put in new faucets there. What do we do? Just both of those folks said, hey, this is going to be major. But you know what, Lou? We want to get it fixed.
Well, so, I mean, my guess is, you know, you've got old galvanized pipes in this home, right? Has anyone said that to you?
The last person who came in said he thought there was galvanized pipe that was put in, but this is 1987. Should have been copper, but when they went to put in new fixtures to sell the house, the guy, that last plumber, said he thinks they connected galvanized pipe.
Okay, so the 1987 home would be copper, and there could be there could be somewhere where that copper is connected to a not dissimilar metal, like galvanized, or it could be something else, and that's causing electrolysis. And so if it's just that bathroom, don't go, you know, don't get all worked up in a tizzy, because it might just be opening up that wall and finding out where that connection is. So in other words, you have a basement that's exposed? If you go below that bathroom, can you see where the pipes go up?
The bathroom is on the second floor, so that would be the kitchen, and pipes come down over where the stove
is. If there's a vanity sink, if there's a vanity cabinet, And what I would do is remove the vanity cabinet, open up the wall, see what you can see. And if all of a sudden you're like, wow, there's that piece of galvanized right there that they did this and that's what the problem is, swap that out, no more orange water, unless you're drinking Orange Crush.
No, no, but we can't, we're in our 70s, so do we just call a plumber, or do you know any folks in the area of Geneva who know what they're doing to come
John,
and look at this?
John, who could she call?
I would put this phone number in my phone and call it plumber, 847-489-9592. We didn't set this up, but truly, I've used these people for routine stuff, Deborah, and I've used them for emergency stuff.
Norman Mechanical is the name of the company he's speaking of, and they are very good. I knew about them before John.
Yeah,
they've been around a very long time, and they'll be able to figure this out for you.
All right, I'm going to put you on hold, and you write this number down, Deborah, 847-489-9592. That's a Norman Mechanical Plumbing Services. Lou, you got time for maybe another call or question from one of our listeners? Who's next? Producer Pete. We'll go with Patrick. Patrick, how can Lou help you?
Morning, Lou. I'm going to be siding my house with Hardie Board. And I got the first estimate back, and the contractor wants to remove the T111 that's on there from the original build. What are your thoughts on that? I thought it was more of a structural board and it should stay. What do you think?
No. I would take it down for 100%. The T111 is not structural. It might have been used for cross bracing a little bit, but when they take it down, they can always add a metal cross brace in there. What I would recommend is, depending on the age of your home, have that come down, have them put some insulation on the sheathing. My guess is you have sheathing under that, and then put the Hardie board under that. That way we get a nice flat surface. If there's any damage due to water with that T111, they can repair that at the time. Yeah. And hopefully they're talking about using PVC for the corners and the bottom as opposed to Hardie. That's the preferred install.
All right, Patrick, I'm going to let you cogitate on that. And I have one last question for Lou. It goes back to the previous caller, though. Lou, sometimes when people have older homes and they turn on the faucet, they get orange or brown water, and then after a while it clears out.
Right.
Is that something that needs to be repaired, or can you live with that?
I mean, it is. It's the water quality is always an issue, but you probably have an older home with galvanized pipes, and as it sits there, in particular with faucets you don't use all the time, that's what happens. Let it run and pour out. It's the same thing. Many of us have homes with lead water services. Many municipalities are trying to get that changed out, and so if you the trick of that is in the morning when you get up, because the water's been off, let that run for a minute or so, and let's get any of that sediment out of there, true of the orange water as well, and then you should be fine.
That's Mr. Fix-It Lou Manfredini. Happy anniversary to you and Mary Beth. 35 years today. Wow. Are you taking her out to someplace nice, Lou?
We are. Actually, I have a vivid memory of when you and Brenda celebrated your 35th anniversary. You were on the radio, and you said that. And I remember saying to Mary Beth, man, that's a really long time.
It is.
And you've been married longer than me.
Yeah. And they've all been good years. Well,
yes,
our best to the two of you. Have a nice evening.
Thank you.
And you'll hear Lou Saturday morning at 6.